No.
Having more superstars is what we need, and that's what I think the board really wants. When was the last time Dembele came early for training?
Right? All right, so let's talk about Women's World Cup.
I mean, first of all, 4 stars. It's just amazing.
The Copa America, Brazil are the champions.
And I don't know what happened. It used to be a really fun tournament, and I have just completely lost interest in this.
This is Barca Talk. I'm Brian Henderson. This summer, we're continuing to put out the podcast every other week on Patreon. Patreon is how listeners like you support the podcast. Today, we're giving you another sample of the bonus episode we put out for our Patreon supporters last Thursday. You just heard a few snippets from the episode at the beginning there. Gabriel and I talked about the protracted speculation that Neymar might be coming back to Barcelona, just as we did in the last 2 bonus episodes. But we weren't going to give Neymar the headline again. This episode was focused more on Griezmann, and we got lucky in doing that. We recorded the episode last Wednesday, put it out on Thursday, and then on Friday, the news was announced that Griezmann has signed with the club. We also touched on the Copa America and the FIFA Women's World Cup, and the sample we're going to share with you today is the Griezmann portion of the episode. In the next year, we're planning to continue our mission of entertaining, informing, and connecting Barcelona fans all around the world, and continuing to improve the quality of coverage you hear every week. And that's the value you get from this podcast. When you become a patron, you get even more value. You can listen to the Monday podcast, commercial-free, and during the season, we put out bonus episodes every Thursday for our patrons. Right now, we're working on a new series of special episodes about great Barcelona players of the past, and that series will only be available to our community on Patreon. And it is a community. Our patrons are part of the conversation. They give us comments, ideas, feedback, and we pay attention to all of that. You're already listening every Monday, so join the community and get even more Barca Talk. $5 a month at Patreon is all that we're asking. You can join up and start supporting the show right now as you're listening to this sample. Go to patreon.com/BarcaTalkPod and you can listen to the whole episode. We also have a link to Patreon in the show notes. Thanks. But you mentioned Griezmann, so let's talk some more about Griezmann. And let's really try and give him some time so that we can justify putting his name in the title of this episode.
Sounds good. I mean, there's so much drama going on here. First of all, from a FC Barcelona perspective, I hate everything about this in that we are so arrogant trying to make this happen in March. And I know we're a super club, but at the same time, we still have to have good relations with other clubs. And now if we ever want to go forward with an Atletico Madrid transfer player, they're always going to hike up the price no matter what. There will never be a gentleman's agreement or anything like that. And to me, I really don't like that because that is almost a Real Madrid type of arrogance that we have been showing in the last couple of years with transfers and this type of, you know, player movement that we're doing. So that's the first thing. What do you think about that? About our arrogance lately, about, you know, going behind clubs' backs and really trying to tamper essentially before these windows are open.
Well, what happened specifically? Because I heard that they had an agreement prior mm-hmm. to the window, and mm-hmm. then Bartomeu decided to change the terms once the window had opened, or as recently as last week, mainly not so much over the amount for Griezmann, but the time it would take the club to pay for it. That's what I heard.
Yeah. I mean, the main thing, though, is that they were talking in March when it's illegal to do that.
But you said that was fine and that it happens all the time, that the agents work it out and it's just a gentleman's agreement and then they formalize it during the transfer window.
Yeah, but now it's become more clear that it wasn't just the agents, like that was actual the board of Barcelona talking more concretely with Griezmann, which is not allowed.
Okay.
Like basically, so basically, let's say that is not cool. So imagine like you're Griezmann on Barcelona.
Oui.
And I have you. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Imagine that.
Oui.
and so your agent talks to someone in the middle for me, you know, that slides talks, right? But they have no kind of direct affiliation with FC Barcelona. What now has become more clear is that, like you said, Bartomeu has been involved and the board has been involved with negotiations since March with Griezmann, which is not cool at all, which is against the rules.
Yeah, not only is it against, well, yeah, mainly because it's against the rules, it's not cool. So then I don't like it. And like, why I don't understand why they would do that, because they have already had their troubles with violating regulations. They suffered that transfer ban over La Masia years ago. Like, Bartomeu should know better.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and if we want to call it arrogance, I might call it stupidity. But
I knew you were going to say that.
Just don't be stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get caught.
No, I'm just kidding. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah. I mean, again, this is the thing: is that why can't you wait till June? I mean, this is the thing. Griezmann isn't going anywhere. He was either coming to Barcelona or nothing.
Right.
He doesn't have any other offers, and you already know that his clause goes from 200 to 120 in July. So obviously, just wait. There's no advantage of talking in March. There's absolutely no advantage.
No, clearly. But you know, executives are a different breed.
Correct.
And I'm just not. I don't have that executive mindset.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're all kind of fascists.
Yeah.
like even if they mean well, there's just, like, to have that job, you have to have some kind of almost fascist mindset about things.
Yeah, and also just be cutthroat too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, again, so that's the thing. Now what's happening, Brian, is that Atletico, since he's technically a player of Atletico, have ordered him to come back to training.
Yeah, well,
and
that's their right.
That is their right. But Griezmann said that he's unable to attend training because he's stressed out. Okay, but you know where he's at right now?
Barcelona.
No. He's in the Mediterranean on a boat.
Sure. Well, that can be really stressful.
Yes, it can.
That's really stressful. Like,
so obviously he's
enjoying. Where's my margarita? I'm really stressing out.
Exactly. That was the best thing, because the other day they showed the memo that Griezmann sent to Atletico, and on the double screen they show him jumping in the water from the boat and stuff. You know, when you were here, we didn't get to watch a sports show, because I would have really loved to show you how the sports is, because, you know, it's 75% soap opera, it's 25% sports news. But the soap opera part is like the best part, because they have these great graphics packages that they put together. And it's just amazing, because they just really hyper focus on these storylines that happen, you know?
Yeah, well, that is the soap opera of real life. It's
Yeah. So the last thing about reality television
is sports.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And the last thing to this Griezmann saga is that what I just heard today on a podcast and also on the news here in Madrid was that Griezmann may pay the lump sum release clause to fast forward this so that he can automatically go to Barcelona and not travel with Atletico, which is crazy, because not only is it a lump sum of 120, but no player has ever really done this type of movement to, you know, get themselves independent from a club to fast forward the transfer. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it's allowed.
It is allowed. It's definitely allowed. It's definitely allowed, because he knows that Barcelona is going to pay him the money.
Right. Right.
You know, so that's the thing. But he just, I think he's at this point now where he's antsy and he just wants to get it done. I'm really, I don't know if they're using Neymar and Griezmann against each other to negotiate for different fees and different terms. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting type of tactic that they might be doing as well.
Join Patreon and start supporting the show today to listen to the rest of that episode and be a part of the conversation. Visca Barça.